Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Swati Varna and today I have with me a very special guest, Dinesh Thakkar, Chairman and MD at Angel Broking. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Thakkar.
Thank you very much.
So just when we thought that everything is back on track, a technical snag hits D Street. Although it is not new, but this one extended for more than a couple of hours and leaving many clueless, even though BSE continues to trade seamlessly. What's your first take on the situation, sir?
See, dealing with technology, it is very difficult to say what kind of a snag will occur and what problems we can will come across. But what is important to know is that we have progressed well. So now this kind of days is quite unfortunate, but cannot be avoided in an technological environment. So my take would be that we are evolving well. So with some kind of hindsight and all that, we would be able to create a better system so that we are able to give a seamless experience to investors and people who are participating in this market. All said and done, let us keep in mind that technology has helped us to spread across India. So today we are able to serve almost 99% of PIN code. That is because of technology. But there is contingency to be kept in mind that this technology someday may behave weird. It is very difficult to have foresight about what can go wrong. But what is important, just because of this one day or two, we cannot forget the advantage of technology. So my point is that, okay, there would be small issues like this. Today, what has happened was really big, but it is one of case that we have to forget that.
Yeah, so the event does hit investor confidence. So what should investors do now if they are stuck with the orders?
See, investors are not stuck with the order. Fortunately, market started for the last 1.5 hours. So investors were able to square off their position. So damage was controlled, I would say, because market started. Had market not started, there would have been a bigger hit on every front, I would say, investor, exchanges. So as I said, that working in a kind of a technology environment, we have to keep in our stride that this kind of things will happen. But will this impact investor confidence in a big way? No. There would be some kind of knee-jerk reaction of reacting to the situation. But all said and done, I'm sure regulator will be working on some framework, how to really work out a plan where investors, if they're hit by this, they have transparency in terms of what kind of compensation they can get. And that is where SEBI is working upon, how to create a framework for compensation to be paid by these exchanges, institutions, and all that. So I think steps that regulator has taken from time and again has gotten more investors in the markets. Confidence has just increased. I don't think investor confidence will reduce just because of one-off case, which is not intentional, could have been avoided. It's difficult to say. But definitely nobody exchange or anybody wants to intentionally create problem. But this kind of thing cannot be avoided. But I think overall investor confidence may get impacted for a day or two. But I am seeing lots of confidence coming back into this market because of lots of regulatory changes that we have done. So overall, I think impact would be minimum.
Okay. So NSE statement highlighted that the exchange has multiple telecom links with two service providers to ensure redundancy. We have received communication from both the telecom service providers that there are issues with their links due to which there was an impact on NSE system. So telecom companies facing similar issues at the same time points towards gaps in the infrastructure which exchange as well as investors should take note of. Do you think this is a cause of worry?
No, as I said, that it is analyzing in hindsight, we will come across lots of things which could have been taken care. But when we are dealing with this technology animal, there can be lots of things which can happen. But point is that when we are doing a trading for almost 250 days, if there is one-off case where it is used to learn and evolve. So I think when we talk about technology, dependency on lots of third parties there. So with this kind of a learning, what I would say is that we will be able to build a far more robust system. I'm sure NSE has invested heavily on DC, both on the both front, but there are so many complex kind of like network which are dependent on third party even. So to say that we can create a 100% foolproof system would be just a pipe dream, I would say. But all said and done, we have to see what's our downtime compared to global market. See, if we see this kind of downtime has happened across globe, not just on exchanges, but even companies like big companies like Google, Amazon have gone through these phases. So overall, I think that we are like exchanges are building a good infrastructure. I have full confidence they have invested heavily on infrastructure to create redundancy. But something going wrong on a particular day would be something that with this wisdom of hindsight, they would be able to improvise on that.
Right. What options do traders have if the trading does not resume considering tomorrow is expiry? So like, yeah, now the trading has resumed. But what would have happened if, you know, trading couldn't have resumed?
Now it is very difficult to say what would have happened. Exchange would take lots of steps to mitigate this kind of a big risk. Mm-hmm. And exchanges have lots of deep pocket in terms of investor protection fund and all that. So they would have done something if at all it was quite deeper enough. Mm-hmm. But all said and done, it has not happened. So it is just a question which we can do, build some hypothesis what they could have done. But overall, good thing is that, as I said, that market started trading. And all that kind of like bigger kind of like losses impact has been taken care of now.
Yeah. A similar issue in index feeds that recently happened a few months ago, but trading was not completely halted. Do you think SEBI and NSE need to quickly look at alternatives here if this isn't getting fixed?
So I think SEBI is working on lots of framework in terms of if something goes wrong on technology front or feed side and all that. So to wait for that white paper to get crystallized, I think we are evolving very fast. And thankfully, our exchanges is very pro-investors. So they will work out lots of, they will take lots of steps to protect the interest of an investor.
Thank you, Mr. Thakkar, and listeners for tuning into this edition of the special podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.